pretty good today.
I should say.
Not too much sleep, but.
That's understandable. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So when did you scratch your ticket?
Last night.
Okay. Can you kind of walk me through where you got it and kind
of
where you
got it? I stopped to get my grandson. I take care of him now. Get him some bananas, and I just thought, well, I always play them crosswords, and I haven't bought one in probably 6 months because I usually don't really win much on them. And I just thought, well, I'll just get one, see what happens. And I scratched most of it off, thinking I had all the letters scratched out, thinking it was another loser. And so I put it down, and I was going to throw it in the pile of the other ones. I just kind of got them stored. And I got looking at it when I was going to take it upstairs, and I was like, well, there's a whole other row I didn't scratch yet. And I scratched, once I started scratching through that last row, it really made it jump, you know, and got all 10 then. But,
wow.
And I tried counting it 10 times.
Yeah.
It circled them and just kept thinking, this can't be right, you know.
So what's gone through your head in that moment when you're counting them over and over and you keep...
That I'm doing something wrong, this can't be right, you know. I'm not that lucky of a person.
Well, yeah, it sounds like your luck might be changing a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
So when did it dawn on you that you actually won $50,000? Did you take it to a store and have it checked?
When I took it to the store and I gave it to a young kid that was checking out, he's kind of new in the Quickstar there. And I said, you know, the little, you're a winner. And he looked at me, goes, wow. And I said, is it the one I think it is? And he goes, oh, my God, yes. And I just couldn't believe it, you know, because that's a pretty good, considerable amount of money.
Yeah, it really is. It's one thing to kind of daydream about winning the lottery, but here you are, you actually did it.
Right, right.
For people who haven't won the lottery before, what kind of goes through your head when you hit on a big ticket like this?
Well, you start thinking, now what do I do? You know, it's kind of hard to describe.
Yeah.
You don't know what to do first.
Right. Your head's kind of...
Then you start running through, should I pay bills? Should I get something, you know? Probably going to pay some bills and stuff and pick some stuff up around the house.
Awesome.
So
who have you told about your win so far?
My boss at work, my girlfriend, and my son. That's it. So kept it pretty quiet so far.
Sure. How did your girlfriend react?
Well, she couldn't believe it because I'm kind of a jokester, you know.
Yeah. And
she goes, you're not kidding me. And my son thought the same thing. He was actually the first person other than her I told. And he said, that's fake. And I said, no, it ain't. Look at it. I said, do you think I would play a trick on you at 10:30 at night? I said, look at it. And then he blew the picture up I sent to him. And he said, you did win, didn't you? And so it's still kind of hard to believe, but.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure it's a whirlwind.
Yeah.
Kind of a lot of emotions. And so it kind of led to a...
It's hard to concentrate at work today.
Oh, I bet. And it led to a kind of a sleepless night last night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm a lot more relaxed now that I'm here and it actually happened, you know. But you always still have that little bit in the back of your mind that something's going to turn it around, but I guess not.
Yeah, you can take a deep breath and... It's real, and yeah, that's awesome. So, Craig, can I ask where you work?
I work at Larson Construction and Independent Construction.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
I'm an iron worker. So.
Very cool. And how old are you?
I am 55, almost 56.